You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this midweek Wednesday. Get out. Hope you took us along with you today. And enjoy this weather. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben with you here today. We are presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, tobacco.com. Loaded show for you today. Cal Elder joining us today. Was scheduled to be on yesterday, had something come up, and he was graciously given his time today to join us. So we will wrap up the Major League Baseball campaign for 2022 with Cal coming up here in just a little bit. And then your fantasy football questions will be answered by our friend Chris Liss of Real Man Sports and RotoWire.com. So get those questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you at any moment. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to weigh in that fashion here today. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio app, the stream, as well as on 1600 AM, etc., etc. Good afternoon, Mark. I hope you got out there and enjoyed things today.
Not as much as you did. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And maybe the next to last really pretty good day.
Tomorrow there's rain.
A bit of rain, but in the 70s. Not as nice as today. You got out and played some golf. Good for you.
I did. I had an opportunity to do so. I snuck out today and kind of beat everybody out and got one probably final hurrah in for the year.
Yeah, because after Thursday, all bets are off.
I wanted to get out one more time, and I did, and I'm glad I did.
Golf course is closing. I know Gardner is closing on Thursday, and many others either have closed or will be closing. Some never close.
A few never close.
But enjoy it today.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you for joining us today. And we have a full boat, as we mentioned. So we'll talk with Cal Elrod coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get you it's a small Emil's Hideaway scoreboard today. There's not a whole lot going on this Wednesday, but Mark will find some stuff. We do have going on today the start of the semifinals up in the Uni Dome for the high school football playoffs. 8-man football today. And the first of the 2 semifinals, it is Waco on top of Newell Fonda right now. They have just started the 4th quarter up at the Dome. And that is a 22-14 lead for Waco right now. And coming up after this particular ball game, scheduled for a 4 o'clock start, it will not be. It will be Remsen St. Mary's taking on Lennox. Those are 2 Western Iowa teams. One a Northwest Iowa team, the other a Southwest Iowa team. But Waco, of course, from Southeast Iowa. So there are a few people down there. We have a few people down in the Washington, Mount Pleasant area that tune in to us.
Olds.
That is Olds, Wayland, and Coppock, I believe. Don't quote me on the C part. But I do know that it's by Wayland and Olds, right in that area. Waco is. So, yeah, they are winning right now 22-14. And we'll keep you updated on that. Xavier will play tomorrow night, Class 4A semifinal, scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. I would not hold my breath on that one. We'll have it on crmlivesports.com for you coming up tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, among the teams, Mount Vernon. Going to have that one on crmlivesports.com on Saturday night as well for you. I have those scheduled at 6:45. I am not holding my breath on that, on either one of those.
Stay tuned. Check the CRM Live Twitter or Facebook page and for updates.
Yeah, we'll have those games for you coming up on Thursday night and on Saturday night for you. And I know Spencer talked about this a little bit, and it's not a big, you know, surprise, Mark. But again, the ratings down for the World Series again this year, and that's not only for baseball; it's for pretty much every sport on network television. The ratings go down. You still have 15 million people basically tuned in. That's a lot of folks out there. But there are more choices now and more ways to view events. There are numerous platforms.
And some are not factored in to the ratings, correct?
Yeah, it's an inexact science. It's an inexact science. And, you know, every year the actual network data is going to go down. I mean, am I wrong about that? This was the second lowest watched World Series of all time. Now, I think it's probably going up against football in the midst of the football season is not the exact best tonic as far as great numbers are concerned, especially you take a look at Game 6 the other night. That was flush up against two pretty good primetime football games
right, for
college football. So it is what it is, and the World Series is not going to go away as far as network television is concerned. Am I right about that?
I think so. And I think the biggest point that Spencer made and you just made was that Game 6 was on Saturday. And you had the conclusion of Tennessee-Georgia. You had Clemson-Notre Dame.
Could have been on the Friday night if it wasn't for the rainout.
Yeah.
That was a bad break.
That was a bad beat. Nevertheless, it didn't help the ratings, I don't think.
By the way, before we get to a break here, I was going to piggyback this off of my, I got out and played today. But the golf world is all a tremble today again. Tiger has announced he's going to play twice in December and more than likely three times. He's going to be playing, of course, in the match with Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Justin Thomas, which I think is going to be hilarious.
December 10th.
It's going to be fun because that is going to be nothing but you don't think golfers can trash talk?
We know they do.
Whoa. Tiger is one of the best trash talkers in the history of sports, and he will let him have it. And Spieth's underrated as far as a trash talker is concerned. Justin Thomas will let you have it, too. I think it's Thomas and Spieth against Rory and Tiger,
that
correct?
That is correct.
All right, so he's going to play in that one. Going to be playing in his own event, the Hero World Championship or something like that. Mm-hmm. Hero World Tournament or
Challenge.
Whatever. Challenge, mm-hmm. Thank you. Which is not an official event on the PGA Tour. Neither is the match, obviously. It's a field of, I believe, 20 golfers, 20 very good golfers that Tiger picks out and helps out his charities. You can see him playing in that. Has not made the commitment yet to the father-son tournament. But, he's going to play. you think he and Charlie are not going to play? They got second last year to the dailies, and they will be out there again. Now, everyone, Tiger's ready to go for 23. Tiger's not going to play any more events in 2023 than he did in 2022. Am I wrong about that?
No, it's spot on. I mean, these two out of the three are basically exhibitions, and you know, I don't plan on seeing him at anything but, some of the majors or maybe elevated events. If he qualifies, and I'm sure he does.
Well, he's in all the majors.
Yeah.
He's in all the majors. Maybe we'll get out for the players in March to tune up a little bit. He's not going to – and then maybe his tournament later on, his regular season event.
I'm really not interested.
He's going to probably play – he's not going to be out there 20 times during the PGA season,
no.
Folks. And everyone says, he's back. He's going to be ready to go. He's fit as a fiddle. No, he's accept Tiger for what he is right now. And two of these three events in December, he's going to be able to use a cart. His own tournament, he will not be able to, even though it is not a PGA event, because it is a event that official world golf ranking points are given out. So you have to walk and hoof it. As far as that one is concerned. No, we'll see him at Augusta for sure. And then after that, we'll see how the body reacts for Tiger. But he's not playing any more in 2023 than he did in 2022.
No, I'm going to watch these events, the three events he's going to play in, apparently. I always love the father-son. I think it's a really fun event. Whether you're playing with your son or the PGA Tour professional's playing with his dad, it's always great fun. And I'll tune in. It's golf, right? December, when we're freezing our butts off. Yeah.
Very much so. And congratulations to all of the athletes that signed letters of intent today. Congratulations to all of them. Many, many, many in our local area here. So that was great to see. And a special thank you and shout out to the Iowa women's basketball team and Ava Jones, who is going to sign her letter of intent today. I was going to hold up that commitment, even though she was involved in that just horrific accident over the summer. She lost her father in that accident, of course, and was hospitalized for weeks on end. And believe it or not, she's been out on the basketball court doing some very, very basic stuff. I mean, she has to basically learn how to play basketball again. But she does have the scholarship from Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes, so that was pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, and as we've talked about before, I was going to honor her scholarship. No idea whether she'll ever play at the
Division I
level. Yeah, I think Lisa Bluter is a little less optimistic, but I guess I'd never put it past someone like Ava Jones, who's already out there on the basketball court and has 2, 3, 4 years, you know, to try to get into shape.
Very true. Yeah, the World Series has always ended in October, 96-63. I agree with that. But it went head-to-head in Game 6 with football, and that was a tough one right there for Major League Baseball. 3:16, we're going to take a break. Cal Eldred, we're going to talk baseball and wrap up the season with Cal when we return after the break. Take a look at the weather and more here on the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have mostly cloudy skies today, but still will be mild. Temperatures are going to be rising into the upper 60s to low 70s, and it will be breezy. Winds coming in out of the south at around 20 to 25 miles per hour will help bring that warmth. That's ahead of a strong cold front that arrives tomorrow. And ahead of the front, we stay in the 60s tonight. We get back into the 60s tomorrow. Cold front arrives in the late morning and early afternoon with showers and storms. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code COON. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine these bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. With live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started, and you get your winnings paid fast. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code COON for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back with you on the Gym Class for this Wednesday here on KGYM. 3:18. We'll answer your fantasy football questions coming up here in just a little bit. But first off, we are going to talk some baseball. Cal Eldred set to join us here as Cal, of course, been joining us and talking baseball throughout the playoffs for 2022. And Houston Astros are your champion, Cal. I don't think anyone is surprised. I think all three of us, in fact, I know all three of us predicted that Houston would win it. I know we all went out on a limb with that prediction, but I thought a pretty entertaining World Series. What'd you think?
I agree. I think that, well, first of all, if the Dodgers want to win farther, as far as the teams I know that I saw this year, they were as tough as anybody we played. But when Houston kept getting the contributions from Alvarez that they did, and they got obviously timely ones, but Pena kind of stole the show. But it was entertaining, and I think part of that, you got to give Philadelphia credit. Those guys never gave up. They never stopped. They kept pushing. You kept getting better starts the second time for guys, and their bullpen put up a valiant effort, but once again, they just had to pitch too many innings.
As so often happens, Cal, didn't it come down to pitching in the end?
It really did. You saw twice that Framber Valdez was able to do what he did and gave Houston such a shot in the arm for that whole series. Being able to do that twice, Verlander coming out and being better in his last start, and they're starting pitching going far enough into games. Even the game that Houston won, and this was something I was thinking about, happened obviously middle of the week before we got a chance to talk, but I'm just thinking they even knew how to lose well because they used – I mean, that's part of the long 162-game season. They used a couple guys in the bullpen that they didn't have to use in when they're winning, and they got innings. And it was very important. And that even when you lose, if you lose right, it does help. And that's why it comes down to pitching, just like you say, Mark.
Yeah. What you mentioned Pena, and obviously it was terrific in everything he did for Houston. And just another guy coming up through the pipeline for the Houston Astros that people are going to have to look at in baseball and play against for a long, long time to come, I think.
Well, I think you give Houston credit. Like you said, Scott, they've brought a lot of players through their minor league system. Way back when they basically just flat out sold everything they had, they got draft picks because they didn't perform well. They made good choices with their draft picks for the most part. And then they developed them, and they've had players that want to win. You watch them when they play, and they play extremely hard. They play together, and you also look. I know they were talking about the fact that Correa helped Pena in the previous year, but you got to give Pena credit too. And I know this is true. Not all players want to go play winter ball, and I guarantee you that's something that really helped that kid. A lot of the Latin players, that's part of their off-season routine, is to go play winter ball, and it's obviously helped him. Nothing was too overwhelming to him, and it definitely. Houston benefited from it.
Cal, I want to get your thoughts on Dusty Baker winning his first World Series championship, 5 managerial stops, including Houston. Again, baseball lifer. Thoughts on him?
You know, it's interesting because I did hear, I'm not sure where I heard this, but I heard Dusty Baker was so disappointed that he didn't get the manager's job, and I think it was for the Mets, and he didn't get that job, but he ended up going with Houston, and I might have the team wrong, and he was disappointed that he didn't get that job, and then he ends up in Houston, and I think, you know, there's a certain type of player that I think each manager manages well, and sometimes with Dusty, it's been, you know, big personalities. He had Sosa in Chicago. He had Barry Bonds in San Francisco, and you know, they have a lot of personalities with Houston, but not anybody that's way out there. So I think this was kind of his time, and you feel good for him. But man, it's kind of how the game works. If you got to stick in there, and there's going to be some tough days, and so you feel good for him. But all in all, the guy has pretty much given his life to the game of baseball, and he's had so many players and so many good players. I'm sure that experience paid off.
Is Dusty a lot of people have been talking about this. I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. Is Dusty Baker a Hall of Famer now? I mean, by his playing career, no. But now you put that together with you know, winning a world championship as far as being a manager is concerned, what he has done as a manager, the success that he has had. I don't know. Does he belong?
You know, it's interesting, Scott. So I'm going to ask you and Mark a question. I'm going to turn this around on you guys.
Okay.
It was a comment that Robin Yount made to me when I got a chance to be his teammate in Milwaukee for a couple years before he retired. And Robin said, so I was asking him about, you know, he's been there for so long, he's played so good. And he said, Cal, you know, he goes, I'm going to tell you, he actually called me Cal Vester all the time. Not sure where that came from, but he said to me, he goes, I haven't been that great of a player. I've just been a good player for a long time. And you know, I thought about that, but you can always count on him. And so with that in mind, is that what pushes Dusty Baker over, that he's, you know, puts him into the Hall of Fame because he's done it for so long, he's done it in so many places, and finally wins that World Series? That's my question to you guys.
He's won 54% of his games, and he's managed in a lot of games. I'd take that as a manager, I guess. I'd take the World Series championship. But if you put him in, how about Bruce Bochy and others?
Right.
You know,
it's a debate. It's a debate. And is it the Hall of Very Good or is it the Hall of Fame? And, you know, that's
the Hall of Longevity.
Or the Hall of Longevity. All of those things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And they all apply. And to me, probably not. Now, if Dusty wins two more world championships, absolutely.
Even one more. Yeah.
Even one more. Okay. Yeah. Mark says one more. I'm kind of on the fence on one more. As long as he stays in Houston, I think he's got a shot. to do so.
Yeah, they with the position players that they have, it's just like I said, I'm looking into the stuff, guys, just like you guys are, because I know you're big baseball fans, and you're looking at what's next, where are the free agents going, and they lose Michael Brantley to injury. They don't have him. That guy's sitting on the bench. Michael Brantley's a great player. And then you hear that, you know who would fit there? Andrew Benintendi. You put him in left field with that team. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you put him in that lineup, that's scary. And he's a gamer. I can't say enough good things about Andrew, but they have the pieces to do that. They could sign Verlander back. There's no doubt they're going to be a force to reckon with.
Cal, not knowing what is or isn't blowing in the wind, what's this offseason going to be like for you?
Fellas, I've thought about this a lot. Right now, this offseason for me is dealing with something that I haven't necessarily experienced before. And I say that, but yet I have. It was a tough situation in Kansas City, and we had a ton of young guys. I mean, our club had – we threw, what, over 500 innings more than any other team with kids 25 years and under. And so it was tough. I just got done speaking with one of the players that I had, and this young kid pitcher had come up and took his lumps and pitched well, and then took his lumps. But you know, sometimes those players, they hear that there's a change, and what they hear is that they're no good. And so part of my season is encouraging those guys to keep pushing. But for me, it's experienced something that when I was had the conversation, and I think this is what everybody's interested in hearing. What is a pitching coach told when he's let go? And normally when I would be taken out of a game or sent someplace else, I was told what I did wrong. And I wasn't told I did anything wrong. And so for me right now, it's dealing with the fact that I was told I didn't do anything wrong, did everything I was asked, and yet I'm no longer the Royals pitching coach. So that kind of thing doesn't necessarily set very well with me, and I wouldn't do that to anybody. But understand the game, just like Dusty Baker's been had five different stops. You have to understand that sometimes a move has to be made out of perception, and you got to make a change. And so that's how I understand that. But for me, it's, I think, first dealing with that and sitting back and really trying to take in what's best. What's next? What is next and what is best? I enjoy helping people. I do like making a living, just like anybody else. But I'll tell you, I like working, and I like the game of baseball. So trying to find that perfect situation may not be perfect, but something that helps a lot of people and I enjoy, and it's good for my family. That's what this offseason is looking like. Might be a lot of tree stand time, too, if I can get to it.
Got to do that. Got to do that.
Yes.
All right, free agents. Where does Aaron Judge play next year?
Fellas, I think he's going to be a Yankee.
I think, too.
I mean, I do. I mean, the guy almost won the Triple Crown. And, you know, you think of Roger Maris and 61 home runs, and now you think of Aaron Judge at 62. I know Yankee Stadium isn't as big as it used to be, and that guy can miss hit a ball that goes out of right field. But, you know, he did a lot of other things when you hit 311 and have 131 RBIs. I mean, I just think that's where we see him. And I could be completely wrong. I'm hearing the Giants could possibly make a big push, but that's where I see him.
Cal, who's your managers of the year in each league? And I know you're more familiar with the American League, but what should we say? Base it on the regular season? Is that what we should do?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that unless you watch a manager that manages incredibly well through the playoffs, it's just a lot of managers. You know, you look at in the AL when you've got Francona, Hyde, and Service. You know, I've watched Brandon Hyde deal with something that I was familiar with in coaching with the Royals the last 5 years, and that's where you're not going out and signing a bunch of big-time free agents. You're piecing it together a team. You've got guys who weren't successful someplace else or were, but there's no room for them, and you piece those guys together. Their pitching was really good at times. Having a young catcher come up and Rutschman and handling that situation. So for me, I think Brandon Hyde in Baltimore deserves that, because as much as they were saying there's no expectations in Cleveland, Cleveland has a really good club. They had a really good club going into spring training, and then they had their pitching. So that's why a lot of other people probably go with Francona, but I think Brandon Hyde did a great job.
I like it.
I do too. In fact, my last question for you, Cal, was going to be team that people should look out for next year, or teams, one from each league. I don't know. I was on Baltimore this year. I loved Baltimore. I think they're going to make another jump. I think the Orioles are going to be very, very good. I don't know if somebody jumps out at me in the National League or not. As much as the Baltimore Orioles do you see anybody out there?
Well, I think the team that a lot of people may go to in the National League is Pittsburgh. And you know, a lot of people in our area can thank Mitch Keller for that. You know, Mitch really performed well through part of the season, especially at the end of the season. And he's a fun kid to watch. I've gotten to know Mitch a little bit, and I know they're talking about keeping their center fielder too. So that could be one. But and the Mets could be totally different, because there's an argument for Buck Showalter to be manager of the year. But when I see Brian Snitker, who 101 wins and deals with injury and still gets the team in the playoffs and loses Freddie Freeman, you know, if I'm going to talk about the National League, it'd be Brian Snitker for the manager of the year. But you know what, fellas, this may sound, and Scott, you're going to love this, I say look out for the Chicago White Sox.
The window is small, as you know, Cal, and they already kicked a year out of it, so they better get going.
Yeah, well, I hope my buddy Pedro Grifol and Charlie Montoyo get those guys going in the right direction, and they may just be the guys to do that.
All right, very good. Well, best of luck in the offseason, Cal. We'll be following things. Stay in touch with us. It was great talking baseball with you throughout the playoffs. And enjoy the offseason, if you will. And hopefully you'll have somewhere to go in Arizona or Florida coming up in a few months.
Oh, yeah. And if it's not, fellas, the family in Eastern Iowa is not a bad place to be.
Not too bad. Not too shabby. All right. Thanks, Cal.
All right.
Thanks, Cal.
You bet, guys.
All right. Cal Eldred's been joining us here. Throughout the baseball playoffs. on the Gym Class. 3:34, we're going to get to a short break coming up, and then Chris Liss of rotowire.com, as well as Real Man Sports. Get your questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we will answer those questions, Chris will in a moment. But first, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
A couple additional items out of the baseball world. Has been announced that your Chicago White Sox will be involved in the season opening game in 2023. That'll be March 30th in Houston.
Oh, zippity.
That'll be the lid lifter on 2023. And, of course, odds are out for next year. Your favorite right now is the Dodgers.
What?
Yeah. Second is the Astros, followed by the Braves and Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, and Padres. Your White Sox are 2,500-1. Cardinal fans, you are 1,800-1. The Brewers, 3,000-1. The Twins, 5,000-1. The Cubs, 8,000-1 to win the World Series next year. Finally, one of the great bowlers in Cedar Rapids history, and we'll have a Bowling Night in America update. But one of the great bowlers in Cedar Rapids history, Jim Novak, has died at the age of 94. Get this, Scott. At age 91, he rolled an 803 series. And after 70, age 70, according to Andy Dirks, our friend out at May City Bowl, Jim Novak, after the age of 70, bowled 22 300 games.
That's amazing.
An incredible number even before he was 70. But Jim Novak also in the Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's a terrific athlete.
Double dipping.
Yeah.
Double dipping right there. All right, quick break. We'll come back, and Chris Liss will join us and to answer your fantasy football questions right after this.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air source heat pump, water heater, or electric vehicle charger either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency rebate. If you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the rebate you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and rebate forms at LinnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for a rebate, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Linn County REC within 90 days of installation. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LinnCountyREC.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my. The college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM for this Wednesday. David Eicholt joins us tomorrow and our Off the Glass segment with Kevin Lehman, the coach. We'll talk the first week of college hoops coming up tomorrow here on the program. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you for our next guest, Chris Liss of Real Man Sports, as well as in conjunction with rotowire.com. Your fantasy football questions welcome right now for Chris at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. I hope you everything went well. I had a good vacation, Chris.
I was great, and I had a good football week. And my team's doing well, Scott. It's been a good year. You know, I had Saquon Barkley and Travis Etienne everywhere. And Elijah Moore is not good, but he's going to play in the slot, so it might look up. But now Etienne is like first-round picks, and I've got Barkley and Etienne everywhere. And I even won when Barkley was on bye last week. So, yeah, it was a good vacation, and football's been good so far.
We are 6-3, by the way, Chris.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Playoffs are looking good. Doesn't get us any, wins in the playoffs, but so far.
Do you refresh my memory? Did you take McCaffrey?
No, I did not. I had I took Taylor and I traded him in week 3 for Eckler, which is looking like a brilliant move right now.
Oh, that's just like you traded a guy who's falling apart for a guy who's been the best player since then.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Get those questions for Chris coming in as we will start with 6275. And they ask, in a standard scoring league, Goff or Russell Wilson?
I would still go Russell Wilson. I know people have abandoned him, but I would go Russell Wilson.
Even after the great Detroit win over the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, the Bears have traded away, Roquan Smith, and they've kind of given up on defense, and Justin Fields gets in these shootouts now. I could see it with Goff. He's just been really bad lately, and they traded Hawkinson, and Amon-Ra St. Brown has done less so, and DeAndre Swift has been hurt and not really been a factor in the passing game. So give me Wilson against the Titans.
Man, Fairfax, should I trade Waller and Jonathan Taylor for Eckler?
Yeah, I would do that. Waller's been hurt, and as much as I've faded Eckler and I like Taylor this year, I mean, Taylor's team, he's got like this quarterback who can't really complete a forward pass. I would probably rather have Eckler.
Yeah, I mean, what is the Indianapolis Colts? I think they pulled the plug on Matt Ryan way too early, and now Frank Reich is out, and this is a team that was in, right there with Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and now they're just absolutely a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan was bad, and he was a little banged up, but Ellinger just was a total gamble, and it hasn't worked out, and, I don't know. I mean, Taylor, I wouldn't, I would trade buy low on Taylor. Not Eckler's obviously not buying low if you're trading Eckler, but if someone was soured on Taylor and you could trade, Ramondre Stevenson, who's also good for him, I'd probably take Taylor, even though Ramondre's actually really good. I don't know what's going on with the Colts.
Speaking of dumpster fires, it is the Rams, and now we have Matt Stafford in concussion protocol. What do we make of that situation?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get back in a week, and the Rams, after that loss to Tampa Bay in the last second, I mean, they're on the ropes, right? I mean, they lose another game, and that's it. And, so Cardinals are pretty bad, too, but this is kind of a 50-50 game, and without Stafford, it's really bad. So, I don't know. I mean, sometimes they come back within the week, but they've been playing a little more cautiously after the Tua situation earlier in the year when the Dolphins got really criticized, so... I don't know. We'll just have to see on Friday whether he's clear.
1288 on the text line. Half-point PPR league. They're looking for a running back too. Tyler Allgeier or Brian Robinson. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. Cordarrelle Patterson's back. And Brian Robinson's kind of splitting. The Eagles are tough. I don't know. I guess coin flip. Go with your gut. I wouldn't want to start either of those guys.
Eyebrow raisers last weekend, Justin Fields and Joe Mixon. What'd you make of those?
Yeah, I mean, I started Aaron Rodgers over Justin Fields in my league. I really needed points, and that was very painful to watch. Like, we got the Lions and Justin Fields. I thought he might have a tough matchup, and Justin Fields just went crazy. I think he's the top 5 quarterback now, top 7. I mean, he's there, fantasy. And then and what hurts more is that was a Giants pick that we traded to the Bears in the Justin Fields. And then Joe Mixon, that was a one-off. But, I mean, he just caught up on all the season-long stats. He'd been doing terrible, and now he's right there in the top five.
Well, you got Mark perked up right there saying that about Justin Fields. From the 563, a couple of questions here. 24-78 in a 4 point per TD league, Jimmy G or Kirk Cousins?
I mean, the Bills, you know, I don't know if they're going to have Josh Allen. This could be a low-scoring game. Jimmy G is very mediocre. I'll go Jimmy G, I guess, because of the matchup. It's close.
1250 is in a PPR league, Chris. He was offered, or she, Mixon, Geno, and Lazard for Fields and Hopkins. This particular person has Barkley and Eckler at running back and Herbert at quarterback already. Should I do it?
So then, Geno's not that important. I mean, you can alternate him. But so it was basically, he said Fields. Sorry.
It was, they were offered Mixon, Geno, and Lazard for Fields and Hopkins.
I see. It's a quarterback. You get Herbert. It's fair, but he's already got Barkley. He's got two good running backs, so he doesn't really need Mixon per se. It's fair. I'd rather have Mixon, I think, than Hopkins if you have a flex spot. Obviously, I'd rather have Fields. Lazard's kind of just a throw-in at this point. If it's not a QB flex league, you can do it if you want the running back, but it's 50-50. It's a fair offer.
Hopkins is kind of just getting lost. I know he's just back, but he's looked as though he was lost in the shuffle in that game for Arizona, who's also all messed up. And if Cliff Kingsbury doesn't get this thing rolling, he's as good as out, isn't he?
I'd love to see Cliff Kingsbury get a coach that maybe can tap into the talent they have there a little bit better. Kyler Murray's so herky-jerky, and maybe it's him or maybe it's the scheme. But, like, there's no consistent – you know, when you see a good offense, it's like taking it apart, you know, play action. But the Cardinals is just totally random, just running around there like it's playground football, and they need to run a real offense. But Hopkins was great when he came back for a couple games, and then this last game he didn't do much. He scored a touchdown, but he didn't do much else. He's older. He's just not getting the separation he used to, but he's still got great hands, runs great routes, going to get targets. I think I'd rather have Mixon straight up, but he's still, you know, he'd go in the second or third round if we were drafting again, I think.
10-17 in a full PPR. Fields or Tua this week?
I got to go Fields against the Lions. I mean, that's just, he could just go bananas. And, I mean, the Browns you can light up too, but I'd go Fields.
Half-point PPR league from 1731. They ask Dante Foreman or Najee?
That's so funny. Najee and Dante. That's like such a crazy question. But Saints are good against the run. I probably go Najee, but it's close.
That it is.
Who should we stay away from this week, Chris?
Who am I staying away from? Well, I mean, like, Najee's, you know, like, I've got to use him if you took him in the first round. But, you know, the teams that are, like, you know, like the Vikings, I don't know. I mean, you're going to use Justin Jefferson, but, like, the secondary guys in the Vikings, you know, maybe Dalvin Cook. You're going to use Dalvin Cook. But maybe Thielen, you know, you might stay away from. Or, I don't know. It's a little unpredictable week to week, you know, with the – but just look at the teams that have been tough against the run or tough against the pass. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I basically dropped in one league against the Cowboys. I think that's the Packers are kind of in a tough spot against a good defense.
319-366-1600. Got a couple minutes remaining here with Chris Liss. If you have a question about your fantasy football team or your upcoming game for this week, go ahead and drop us a text there. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Should we be concerned about Josh Allen's elbow?
Yeah, I think he should. I mean, it's, you know, we don't know if he's going to even play this week. And looking at the latest on RotoWire, it seemed like he was held out. And, you know, he played badly last week. I don't know if it was because of the elbow injury. But, you know, I'd be nervous. You know, Josh Allen was playing like a first-round pick, even though he's a quarterback. I mean, he was really carrying teams. He missed practice today. He's day-to-day. They don't have his status yet. Case Keenum would be the backup. Case Keenum's not terrible, but it's obviously a massive drop-off yeah, I'd be a little worried. I mean, it's an elbow for a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that would be the case. And Tom Brady looks great when the other team is playing just awful prevent defense.
Yeah, but you think about Brady, it's so funny because Brady and Rodgers are in the same boat, right? They're veterans, they're having tough years. Rodgers is a two-time MVP. Brady won a Super Bowl and he was second in MVP voting last year, and they're both falling apart. But you see Rodgers, when things go wrong, he's throwing those picks against the Lions. He looks despondent, he's upset. Brady gets angry, but he doesn't get despondent. He's just a machine. You know, he goes back out there, and guys are dropping passes, just goes back out there, keeps firing away, and wins the game. And so it's just interesting. Brady is like, you know, Djokovic or somebody. He's a machine. He's like a robot.
17-31, Gettert, Freiermuth, or the red-hot Cole Kmet?
Yeah, I'd probably go Gettert. Freiermuth is very good. Saints, I looked up how they've done against tight ends, but off the top of my head, I'd go Gettert.
Did you ever think we'd be talking about the red-hot Chicago Bear offense right now? Sorry, Mark.
You know, it's crazy. You know, and you know, they just got Chase Claypool, who's like, Chase Claypool is like mini Calvin Johnson. He's like 6'4", 240, and runs like a 4'4". I mean, he's a monster. And they have the skinny, quick guy, Darnell Mooney. Now Kmet's chipping in. And, you know, both the running backs are good. And Justin Fields is, you know, the best running quarterback besides Lamar Jackson. This is fun if you're a Bears fan, right? And Mark?
Absolutely. Problem is Fields can't play defense.
Yeah, now they can't stop anybody.
Well, they used to be a defense. 20 years they've been a defensive team, and they traded away Roquan. You know, they're, I don't know, it's cool, though. They'll be in some shootouts. I think this one might be against the Lions, too.
Just want them to be competitive, and they are.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you got at Real Man Sports before we let you go here today.
Yeah, Real Man Sports is on Substack, realmansports.substack.com. I'm making my lines for the games. I'm making my against the spread picks. I'm writing up the games afterward, giving my insights into what's going on. Again, it's realmansports.substack.com.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend, and appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, fellas. Good luck.
All right. Chris Liss, his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you as we will take a break. We'll come back, and we'll preview Bowling Night in America for you. But first, I want to let you know Iowa State football coming up this weekend. Cyclones are the big one against the Oklahoma State Cowboys in Stillwater. And we'll have it for you at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon, 2:35 with the kickoff for that one. Of course, Iowa State football and men's and women's basketball brought to you by lifelong Cyclone fan Lisa Nolan. Lisa Nolan, Realtor. And find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. You can also go to lisanolanrealtor.com when you have a house to sell. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk a little bowling with you after this.
This football season, whether you need to feed the team or the crowd, Raising Cane's has got your game day plan covered. Treat them to a tailgate meal with delicious hand-battered cook-to-order chicken fingers, crispy crinkle-cut fries, Cane sauce, and of course, jugs of freshly made iced tea and lemonade. Cane's is also rooting for the home team and hometown, and you can learn more about how Raising Cane's can support your community by visiting canesandcommunity.com. Game day never tasted so good at Raising Cane's. One love.
This isn't just a party.
It's the super exclusive MVP WeWave party presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Z and KGYM crew will be handing out a limited number of MVP tickets at U.S. Cellular stores.
Get yours to party with us November 19th at Hazard County Saloon. Watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Come dressed up to win the biggest fan contest.
Enjoy food and extra chances at Hawk Sum Prizes.
We'll be giving away a limited number of MVP tips tomorrow from 4 to 6.
At U.S. Cellular 2315 Edgewood Road Southwest.
Come get yours.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Checking the clock, checking the calendar. It is Wednesday. That means it is a bowling night in America. Coming up tonight, and our preview is brought to you by Mays City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of bowling night in America. And that includes the second place, Rusty Nails, tonight with a big task tonight. First time we'll see the new team in the league tonight.
It is called Yes Sir.
Or
Yes Sir.
Vern Lundquist's
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir stands in fifth place, and they have some of the best bowlers in the league, Darren Bloomquist and Mike Robinson, the numbers one and two average bowlers in the league, which is fine. We're going to get some pins.
We're going to get some pins tonight.
So it should be a great matchup, lanes 21 and 22 in the adult Evergreen League, Scott.
Looking forward to it. A lot of former Mustangs will be opposing us tonight.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah.
Former college bowlers. Okay. All right. I see what you're doing.
You know what? We'll bring it, man. We'll bring it. The worst we can do is drop them all, right?
Theoretically, yeah.
We'll have a good time tonight. And if you are in need of a good night, check them out at Mays City Bowl. And they got open bowling available, and give them a call ahead to secure that. And the pro shop available for you as well at Mays City Bowl.
Yep, phone is 362-0136. Or you can obtain a lot of information at the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yeah, we'll have a complete report for you coming up tomorrow on the program. In addition, we will have David Eicholt joining us coming up tomorrow. Covers the Hawkeyes for 24/7 Sports, and we will preview Iowa and Wisconsin coming up on Saturday. Of course, we've got the Before the Boom podcast for you. That'll be available on Friday for you to download, listen to, watch, whatever, however you enjoy taking in the program. We'll have that for you and available and ready to go on Friday. And then Kevin Lehman, the coach, will also join us coming up tomorrow, as we'll talk about the openers for Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI, and look ahead to what's coming up. Iowa will be back on the court on Friday when they take on North Carolina A&T, as A&T will be here Friday for Iowa, and I believe Sunday they are going to Ames. You see more and more of that now in the world of college basketball.
And you should.
I mean, that's why not? I mean, play a couple teams in that area if you're going to make the trip up there. Yeah. So, yeah. And have you been enjoying Maction, by the way?
I've taken in a little bit of it. I know there's more Maction tonight. And I guess you never get tired of college football, especially during the week. But my programming has taken me elsewhere.
By the way, speaking of teams that are double-dipping, our friends at Ooey-Pooey tonight are taking the short drive from Ames to Des Moines to take on the Drake Bulldogs, who are a mammoth 26-point favorite tonight against IUPUI. So Drake will get their season underway coming up tonight for Darren DeVries and the Bulldogs. Looking forward to that. Yes, your Maction lineup tonight includes Western Michigan, Central Michigan, and Bowling Green. Todd and Alex coming up next.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops.